If you thought Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, was just about dates and desert safaris, then think again. A Day in Riyadh is an exhibition currently running at UN headquarters in New York, which portrays a very different side of this desert city. I took a walk through the exhibition with architect Boris Mika.
We started with this idea about 6 months ago, and the idea was to bring the people for one day into the Riyadh. So the first idea which came to us was to open a huge window inside of the UN where you can enter the different plazas, squares, parks, and also talk to the people of the Riyadh. So we invited 15 persons, important students, important architects, also young children, to talk us about Riyadh. So when you come here, you can walk around the B-neck in the UN, and suddenly somebody starts talking to you. And it's very personal messages. And we really tried to capture the feeling and typical spaces of Riyadh, so people can actually start knowing what is the city about, because there's a lot of misconception. People can't imagine what is the city in the middle of the desert, how it looks like. And actually it's a beautiful city full of parks and full of people and full of joy.
Besides giving you a true feel of the real city of Riyadh, the interactive exhibit also seeks to discuss some of the issues the city has been facing. The city's mayor, Ibrahim Al-Sultan, explains.
Challenges on each sector of development. For example, infrastructures. We have challenges in terms of mobility, you just saw it today, in terms of roads, in terms of storm lines, how to do a drainage for the city, how to benefit, how to make it sustainable. Actually, even this is not only Riyadh, any city around the world is facing it.
You say sustainable, do you mean you want to make the city grow such that it's environment friendly only?
We want our city to be a smart city. In terms of high tech, we want it to be sustainable in terms of environmental issues. We want also to capture on our resources in the city. We don't want to overuse it.
And what makes Riyadh different from other cities in the Middle East?
Riyadh is one of the cities which had early plans, early strategic plan. We started this almost 30 years ago. That actually helped us to control the city. And this is maybe why it's different.
The mayor added that he had also been taking advantage of his visit to New York by examining the city's famous subway system. Major improvements to Riyadh's public transportation network are already in the works. Priyanka Shankar, United Nations.